Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly with you once again on the afternoon show. TK takeover of the afternoon show. I'll move my takeover to the morning show the next few days, working with John Ritchie and Rhea and the crew the next few days. But in for the afternoon, guys, today, this segment brought to you by Groundworks. Don't let a weak foundation sack your home's value. Schedule a free inspection at groundworks.com. Talking about the Eagles, and which side of the ball do you concerns you more heading into this season? Is it the Eagles offense or is it the Eagles defense? For me, it's the offense, and I know the Eagles have lost more players on the defensive side of the ball. Milton Williams is a really good player, and it stinks to see a guy like that walk out the door. That being said, there's no chance in hell you were going to be able to keep that guy. Slay played great last year, and that is a legitimate loss. But I think the Eagles will be able to replace him. And again, you look at the pieces that they have. Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, all extremely young, all will get better, all under the direction of Vic Fangio. I mean, you kept Zach Bond, that's something we don't talk about nearly enough. And I think it's because he never actually went to free agency, where it's this weird thing where the Eagles get penalized for doing it ahead of time because it's not when the news cycle as far as acquiring players is really hot, but it was a big deal. And you look at offensively, yeah, you have basically everybody back. You lose Becton. I'm not like freaking out over that, but I mean, that being said, Mekhi Becton was an all-pro guard last year. I mean, losing him could have some effect. And I just think that the offense is going to need to evolve. The offense is going to need to be different. And could I be wrong? Sure. I mean, I was wrong last year. I thought the Eagles would not be able to continue to run the ball as effectively as they were all year long. Now, I do think it's different when you look at during a season when teams, you know, have to game plan for their opponent that week. You really only have 1 week to game plan for a team like the Eagles, as opposed to in a full 6-7 month off season. It's a much different scenario where now teams have had time to study. They've had time to really dig into what the Eagles are doing. And you know, everybody's game plan is going to be come out and stop 26. Come out and shut down Saquon Barkley. Do I think they'll be able to do it every week? Of course not. Saquon's an incredible player. The Eagles' offensive line's awesome. They'll be able to run the ball. But I do think that more often, the Eagles are going to need to throw the ball effectively. And they're going to need to throw the ball more frequently this year. They were able to do it in the NFC Championship game. They were able to do it in the Super Bowl. But I think they're going to need to do it more consistently week to week throughout the course of a season. And especially with the new offensive coordinator, I'm not sure how seamless that's going to be. Certainly concerns me more than the defense. 215-592-9494. You want to get on that. Next question today. Give me something you're tired of off of Pat McAfee, who I just think is way overexposed. Don't need McAfee at the home run derby. And that home run derby was just, I mean, I don't know. Like, and you mentioned it earlier, Luke. This should be like the easiest event to broadcast. I mean, it's home runs. Somehow they have made it so boring that, I mean, I watch my guy Olsen blow it, by the way, in the first round. I had a nice little plus 1,000 ticket on him last night. But after that, it's like, this is just boring. It's the same. It's very repetitive.
I didn't realize they got rid of the swing-offs, too. Like, who was it? I think it was Cal Raleigh and Rooker. And Rooker, yeah. They had the home runs down to, like, the 10th billionth decimal.
It was swing-off.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? They both went 460 feet, whatever it was, but you're going down to the decimal point of whose was longer? Come on.
And I got to ask that, and let me know if I'm a jerk with this take. Mm-hmm. But, and I think I can speak on this as somebody with young kids. Little bit of a look-at-me move for Rooker. To be sitting there during the derby feeding the kid a bottle. I mean, I felt like he was doing that for the cameras.
Maybe that was
a look at me look. Oh, look at me feeding my baby while I'm doing the home run derby.
Duty calls.
Unnecessary. I mean, you could go into the clubhouse.
You could
do it in private.
He was a good dad. I don't know. Duty calls. He couldn't go anywhere.
It was a look at me move by Rooker. He wanted that photo, and he wanted everybody to see. Look at what a good dad I am. Look at the do-it-all dad I am. I can do the derby, and I can feed my little baby a bottle at the same time. It was just a little too...
Maybe so.
A little too self-centered.
Maybe so.
Liking.
I think there's too many things being given out at the end of the derby to the winner. You get a trophy. You get a belt. You get the chain. What happened to the trophy? I tweeted it out. Ryan Howard, when he won, he got the trophy and immense pride by just crushing home runs. Let's go back
pride.
To that.
I didn't make it that far. That's all I'll say. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in a few minutes here. We will get to the Commanders. A little disharmony with the Commanders right now, one of their top players. But first, let's go back to the phones. Go to Matt in the Northeast. What's up, Matt?
Good. My question is, I am mad about Rob Thompson. I'm sick or tired of him taking out the pitchers for no reason.
What do you mean, Matt? What pitcher is Rob Thompson taking out for no reason? What are you talking about?
He took out the pitcher on Sunday, Sanchez, when he could have finished the whole game and saved the bullpen until the All-Star break.
Well, they have an All-Star break coming up. What do you care if they pitch on Sunday? They're going to be off for 7 days.
They almost blew the game. Thank God they won.
Well, they won. I mean, well, there's nothing to complain about. How many pitches did Sanchez throw in that game, by the way?
78 to 80.
I don't think that's accurate. I'll check. But I'm pretty sure he threw more than that. But so you're not a Rob Thompson fan, essentially?
No.
Okay. Well, no problem, Matt. What do you got on the Eagles?
I think the Eagles are going to repeat again this year. They got a good team. They got younger.
All right. Well, there you go, Matt. And I appreciate the call. And yeah, I mean, the Eagles, they have a hell of a chance to repeat. I mean, they have, I'd say a much better chance than they did in 2018. And looking back at that time, I mean, you obviously had a weird quarterback dynamic going on that I think in retrospect we could see is even more odd than we had known at the time with the whole Nick Foles, Carson Wentz thing, and just a better roster, a younger roster for sure. I mean, that team was old and kind of, you know, got old overnight. This team is much better, and this team is much better positioned. Let's go to Matt in Millville. What's up, Matt? Yo, Matt.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, Matt?
What's up, man? First time caller.
Oh, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'm kind of starstruck a little bit, but nah, man, I just want to touch base on a few subjects. First, you know, Jalen Hurts and him being number 9. And then I want to touch on, you know, my top 5, all-time Eagles, if that's cool with you.
Okay,
guys.
Yeah. I mean, they're talking about it on the midday. You can do that real quick. What do you got on Hurts?
Hurts, man, I just want to just basically say, like, you know, what's the difference between him and Lamar Jackson? You know, everybody always talking about, like, how he has this super team. You get what I'm saying? Lamar Jackson basically has the same exact thing. You know what I mean? The only difference is between them two, Jalen Hurts wins. And, well, you know,
I mean, Matt, I think Jalen's got a lot better receivers than Lamar Jackson has in Baltimore.
Oh, for sure. But, all right, so, you know, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, you know, he has Andrews. We have, you know, Dallas Goedert. So there's some comparisons, you know, in their game. I'm just tired of the talk. Like, I feel like Jalen Hurts gets too much hate. You know what I mean?
Sure. I think, like, for some people, I think there are some people that go overboard because they know to get a reaction.
Right.
But I do think some of the criticism is fair. I think it gets a little tricky sometimes, but I do think there are some criticisms of Jalen that are totally fair.
And then, you know, you go off the subject of, you know, like, you know, Jalen Hurts has beaten all of them. He's beaten Patrick Mahomes. He's beaten Joe Burrows. He's beaten Lamar Jackson. He's beaten literally all the top quarterbacks you can name. He's beaten them. And he's 2-1 against Patrick Mahomes. He's beaten him once in the regular season. He's beaten him once in the Super Bowl. He lost to him once in the Super Bowl. You get what I'm saying? So he has to be taught. He has to be in the top five.
Well,
he has to be.
I mean, I have him 6, Matt, and I'm just looking at it the way I look at it. If I'm starting a team tomorrow, I would take Jalen 6th. I'd take, you know, Burrow and Allen and Lamar, Jaden Daniels, and obviously Mahomes ahead of him. And, you know, I think 6 is fair. So,
can I ask you a question, though?
Sure.
Can I ask you, why would you take Lamar Jackson over him?
Because I think Lamar's a more talented player. I think Lamar's a better athlete, and I think Lamar's a better passer.
Do you think he's a better playoff player?
He hasn't been. I mean, he certainly hasn't been. Not the games that Jalen played in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. But, Matt, I said this yesterday, man. I mean, what if Jalen Carter doesn't sack Matt Stafford and the Eagles lose that game? What discussion are we having about Jalen all offseason? Is that he didn't play well enough in that game. So
right,
I do think, like, fair. We can't just attribute the wins to him without looking how the wins happened. You know what I mean?
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. So what do you got for next question today?
Is Devontae Smith an underrated receiver?
Okay, well, I appreciate the call, Matt. So Devontae Smith, underrated receiver for next question. I'm not sure. I should have reframed the question. That was my fault. I'll take accountability for that one. That was my fault.
You were literally asking him for a question.
What are you tired of? That is next question today. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But I did want to get to some interesting audio that came out today. From Washington, because you look at this season, and obviously we talk about the Eagles hierarchy in the NFC, and especially in the NFC East, the Commanders are the team that you really look at as probably the greatest threat. Now, in the NFC as a whole, I would say the Lions are still the biggest threat to the Eagles. I still think San Francisco could have a bounce back year. I know they're kind of in a little bit of maybe a retooling phase, but I think Kyle Shanahan's a really good coach. I think San Francisco will certainly be better than they were last year. But in the division, I think the assumption has been the Commanders are going to be really good again, and they're the team to worry about so much. But they're dealing with a heck of a contract issue right now with Terry McLaurin. And Terry McLaurin, looking for a new deal, going into his final year, he's not too happy about it. And he came out and he spoke today. Here was McLaurin just a few hours ago talking about, you know, how frustrated he is with this process.
Yeah, I've been pretty frustrated. I'm not going to lie. You know, everything that has transpired up until this point has been disappointing and frustrating. You know, I've wanted to continue my career here. I've created my life here. You know, my wife and I have bought our first home here. So this has been somewhere where I've always wanted to be.
And hey, Terry McLaurin's not a guy who's going to come out and, I mean, I don't even know if I've heard Terry McLaurin say anything controversial in his entire career. He's been a great player for Washington, but I mean, that was pretty candid on the state of his contract and his frustration with the organization right now. Here is more from McLaurin on just the need for the Commanders to get something done soon.
I think, you know, there has to be some active discussions, you know what I mean? Like I said, we haven't talked in over a month, and obviously with camp around the corner, like it's becoming a little bit of crunch time. And you know, obviously you want to be in a position where you're building to what we did last year, and Jaden and I continue to build along with the offense. And that was the thing, like before I took a step back, it was things were going great on the field, and you know, the connection and the offense and the energy was just amazing. And so to see where it was then and where it's at now is definitely disappointing. So I don't necessarily know what happens next, but without any progressive discussion, it's kind of hard to see how I step on the field. So,
and it is interesting when you hear Terry McLaurin obviously be frustrated. It doesn't sound like he's going to play without a new deal. So if that was what Washington was hoping for, doesn't seem like that's going to be the case.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And I do wonder about a step back for them this year, because that was a lot of success really quickly. And a lot of times when you see a team like that come out of nowhere, have a great season, it's hard to replicate it. I think you kind of look, I see some comparisons to the 2022 Eagles. Like, the Eagles were obviously a lot better. They went to a Super Bowl. Washington obviously got eliminated in the championship game. But there's a lot that comes with success and a lot of egos and stuff that you have to deal with. And I wonder who is the bigger threat in the East? Because I think we've looked at it strictly as the Commanders. Dallas had a down year last year, but Dallas is still a pretty talented team. I think the Cowboys might be a bigger threat to the Eagles than the Commanders are.
No, I don't think so. I think the Cowboys' defense is still bad. Their head coach isn't going to be good. He was a very just like, we're kind of out of options here, higher. Their starting running backs are Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams. They drafted a guy, I think Alfred Blue or something out of Texas. Not worried about him. I think the fact that the Commanders' coaching staff stayed together, you still have Jaden Daniels. I assume this Terry McLaurin thing is going to get done. Just that alone makes them the biggest threat to the Eagles in the East. But the Commanders' defense is not good. They had a lot of older players last year and a lot of guys on one-year deals that they could not bring back. Jonathan Allen isn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. Deron Payne is there. And outside of that, their defensive line isn't that great. You still have Bobby Wagner. He's pretty old. Luvu is nothing. And then their secondary with Marshawn Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore's best days are behind him. So I think their defense is going to be the thing. I mean, last year their defense wasn't great at all, but I think it's really going to be apparent just how bad it is this year.
Well, yeah, and it is funny because you look at that and then you think of that contract situation with McLaurin. And then you remember, oh, well, the Cowboys have their own contract issues with Micah Parsons. And it just brings me back, and I know I sound like a broken record on this probably more than anybody, but hey, I mean, it's fashionable to be a Howie guy now. I will say I was maybe the one person who stuck with Howie through thick and thin in 2020 when everybody wanted him fired and Jalen. You couldn't go an hour on this radio station without hearing Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson, fire Howie Roseman. Well, I mean, let's see how that works out. And now you look at these other teams in the division. Cowboys can't sign Micah Parsons. The Commanders can't sign Terry McLaurin. Doesn't it just make you feel relieved that you have somebody like Howie Roseman? A.J. Brown signed ahead of time. Devontae Smith signed. Zach Bond gets brought back. And that's why I get people get frustrated. Oh, what are you doing getting rid of C.J. Gardner-Johnson? The reason why you do things like that is to prevent things like this. Like, you get rid of a player who I think is a role player, I think a replaceable player, may have been, you know, a fan favorite, but the bottom line is sometimes you need to let those guys go so you're not in this kind of position where you have one of the cornerstones of your team and you can't get him signed. And Howie Roseman, it's just such an advantage to have a general manager like that who just knows what the hell he's doing. Yeah. Compared to some of these other guys.
Yeah, CJ, GJ, what is this, his fifth team in 5 years now? Like, that's not something on the Eagles or on the Lions or the Saints. That's who he is.
And dude, like, CJ Gardner-Johnson, I just find annoying. Like, he came back out today. He's talking to Ryan Clark, another one of those hard-hitting interviews that Ryan Clark does. Ryan Clark always looks like he's about to cry, by the way. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, he's always
They're always the very serious tone. But CJ, GJ's out crying again today about the Eagles moving on. Like, dude, let it go. I mean, let it go, okay? They moved on from you. Go to Houston.
Training camp is next week.
Right. Try to play well there. Try to stick around there another year.
Yeah.
But I know I'm in the minority with this one as well. I am kind of glad C.J. Gardner-Johnson's gone. I was not the biggest fan. And I honestly don't think even on the field he was all that good.
He did have a lot of plays, especially early in the year when the defense was lost, where he just letting up big touchdowns left and right.
Packers, I mean, game
Packers,
was awful.
Bucks, Falcons, he let up a big one to Darnell Mooney. Like, that was just his MO for a little bit there. But for Howie, his best strength, honestly, is just getting deals done early. Like, Trey Smith, the guard for the Chiefs, just got paid.
Yeah, Landon Dickerson.
Landon Dickerson got paid 2 years ago, and now Trey Smith has $20 million more in guaranteed money than Landon Dickerson.
It's a great point, and it never happens with any of the real cornerstone players on this team. Never happens, and that's something that we should all be thankful for. Let's go to Adam in Wilmington. What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
So, I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm great, man.
So, I'm not really concerned with either side of the ball. I think Jalen will continue to find ways to win games, whether it's handing the ball off, throwing it, doing whatever he has to do. And I'm not, you know, Fangio worked something with Little last year, and I think he'll do it again this year.
Yeah, I mean, Fangio was incredible last year working with that defense, and I think with another year, I think with these young players having another year in this scheme, Like, I get people are concerned about some of the pieces they lost, but you have enough pieces in-house where I still think this defense should be really good.
Yeah, yeah. And then I had something on the Phillies. I'm not sure.
Sure.
A couple weeks ago, I was hearing talks about maybe Cedric Mullins and Bautista from the Orioles, and then all that talk fell off. Is that not something that they're looking into, or what's going on with that?
Well, I mean, I don't know, Adam. I mean, Dave Dombrowski, what he has said publicly, and Dave Dombrowski's not going to say a lot about what the Phillies are thinking. It seems like they're so focused on the bullpen. Now, I think they need a bat as well. Mullins, I'm not crazy about him just as a left-handed hitter. I think a right-hander is probably more along the lines of what you need. But I think they need to add a bat and they need to add a bullpen piece, and I hope they know that. They haven't publicly acknowledged that, but I hope they know that they need both, because I certainly think they need both. So,
I guess.
Go ahead, Adam.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, if I had to choose between Mullins and Rooker, I'd probably take Rooker just simply because, you know, right-handed, but.
Yeah, and the thing with that is you'd obviously be giving up defense, but certainly the bigger bat. Adam, what do you have for something that you're tired of?
Now, I told Luke, I'm going to sound really old when I say this, and I'm not. I'm only 32. But the way that social media is, like, distorting reality for the younger generation and how they think that, you know, all these influencers are, like, that's their role models and their heroes and people that they should look up to.
Yeah, I hear you, Adam. I appreciate the call. I'm too old to get the whole streaming thing. Like people who watch other people stream and play video games and stuff, I don't really understand the appeal of that.
Especially for like hours on end. Like there will be these streams that go on for like 8 hours or more, and people are there the entire time. That I don't understand.
Yeah, I've never gotten that. Never understood it. But yeah, that's a good answer. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. Want your thoughts on the Eagles? What concerns you more going into next season with training camp a week away? Is it the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball? I'm the minority here. I think it's the offensive side of the ball. I don't worry nearly as much about the defense. And, you know, some people commenting on Twitter about how, you know, they've lost multiple pieces on defense. I get it. But to me, the offense coordinator loss supersedes all of those losses on defense. I mean, losing that piece, losing Kellen Moore, I think is a big deal. And I think with everybody else in the league having 6-7 months to catch up, you're going to need to be different this year. You're going to need to do things differently. And that's a lot for a first-time play caller. So you want to get in on that, you're welcome to. Next question, give me something you are tired of. That is our next question today. And we will get to the Phillies, and coming up in the next segment here, we do need to get some sound from a potential Phillies trade target who may not be a potential target for much longer. We'll get to that coming up in the next segment. I'm Tom Kelly, in for the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly with you on a Tuesday afternoon, filling in for the afternoon show today. You want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join in. Talking a lot about the Eagles today, with us being a week away from training camp. Everything gets started next week. Want to know, are you more concerned about the offense or the defense heading in next year? I think based on the players the Eagles have lost, the sentiment largely the defense. I would worry more about the offense, though. I think the offensive coordinator change, a much bigger deal than we have given it credit for. And I think just in the NFL, man, you got to evolve year to year. You got to change year to year. And if the plan is we're going to come back and we're going to run a similar style offense, and this is why I didn't love the process of how the Eagles came to hiring Kevin Petullo. And I don't know if Kevin Petullo is going to be a good offensive coordinator. I mean, it's unfair to judge a guy before he does the job. But I always like going out and interviewing a lot of different candidates and getting a lot of different ideas, because what harm does that do? I mean, it can't hurt you to go out and get different perspectives, get different ideas, and it could help you in the future. I mean, part of the reason the Eagles ended up with Kellen Moore last offseason as the offense coordinator is because they interviewed him for the head coach job before 2021. I mean, they interviewed Kellen Moore at that point, and okay, they thought, okay, Nick Sirianni's the better fit to be our head coach right now, but this is somebody who's on our radar. This is somebody who maybe we could go back to down the line. They did, obviously. Great results resulted in the Super Bowl. And to value continuity over kind of changing and innovation, I disagree with that a little bit. But yeah, I think that's the issue that you have here, and it's why I am more worried about the offense than I am the defense. You lost some players, but I don't think you lost anybody who's really going to set you back on defense. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. 215-592-9494. Our next question of the day, off of Pat McAfee, who I think is just way overexposed at this point, give me something that you're tired of. That's next question today. And as we brought up in the last segment there, the Commanders dealing with contract issues, who's the bigger threat to the Eagles in the NFC East? Is it Washington or is it Dallas? Because I do think we discount the Cowboys a little bit based off, you know, a disastrous year, but Dak Prescott was hurt a lot of the year. Provided he comes back healthy, the Cowboys could shoot right back in front of Washington. I do think Washington may take a step back. Just after a young team has that kind of success, I think it's kind of hard to replicate that and stay on an upward trajectory. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to as well. And we did talk a little bit about the Phillies. In a few minutes, an interesting comment from a guy who's been not necessarily linked to the Phillies, but a guy who we've speculated about the Phillies maybe trading for over a year now. And why that might not be nearly as likely as it seemed previously. We'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Jim in the Northeast. What's up, Jim?
Well, I agree that I would trade 8 or 10 prospects to get someone like a Miller or a Mason Miller, Rucker maybe. But the one I'm looking for that's been rumored is, of course, Kwan and Palace. Now, and even if we get a closer and then another bat somewhere, as long as we get a right-hand bat that can hit and a closer. Now, we solved part of our bullpen problem yesterday in the draft or the day before when we got Gabe Wood. Even the commentator said he's major league ready. He could step into the Phillies bullpen. He throws 100. He struck out 19 batters in the FCC championship. I mean, this guy, so you have part of the problem. Now, he's not, and now you should still get a legitimate closer. I'm not saying that.
Well, yeah, this is the thing, Jim. I mean, you can't be trusting a kid they just took in the first round 2 days ago to come in and be a real piece for you in October. Like, if that's the Phillies' plan, I think that's an extremely flawed plan.
No, that's not the Phillies' plan. The commentators that were calling the draft said he's major league ready, okay? So they know a little something, but I'm just saying that might help him. Now, the thing that I fear, let's say we get a Mason Miller, a Bednar, a Clause. So then Rob Thompson decides, oh, I'm not going to use him. I'll use him in the seventh inning. Then the next game they need somebody to close, but they can't use their closer because they used him. He has to understand that a closer is a closer. You keep him as a closer. You don't put him in the seventh inning. You don't put him in the sixth inning. You let him close games because that's what they're used to. So you have to explain to Rob Thompson why he's called a closer. And but also, wouldn't you think that John Middleton maybe held Dave Dombrowski back a little bit?
I mean, Jim, I don't buy that for a second. I think that's just making excuses for Dave Dombrowski. He might not have a blank checkbook to go out and sign whoever he wants to sign, but I mean, that welcome to being a GM Major League Baseball. Everybody's got financial constraints. No, I think that's total BS, and that's just making excuses for Dombrowski.
Well, let me ask you a question. Rucker, as good of a hitter as he is, how do you know he'll do well in the National League? Some players come from the American League, don't do as well in the National League, and some players can go from the National League to the American League and maybe do
I don't know. It's a projection. It's a projection. And hey, I mean, the Phillies projected Austin Hayes would be great coming over to the National League last year, and it didn't work out. But that's Dave Dombrowski's job to recognize who's going to be good here, and he's done a terrible job of it.
Well, I think we all like to see him get a closer and a bat, and I think he's going to blow it. I don't think that he's going to make that move, but I would trade his man. Well, the Dodgers and the Mets and other teams would trade 7-8 prospects. I mean, Washington, San Diego gave up prospects to get Soto. So, I mean, you have to do it, and if Phillies don't do it, then, then they're going to have to revamp the team next year.
I hear you, Jim. What do you got for something that you're tired of?
What I'm tired of is hearing commercials, and then the radio comes back on, you guys come back on, and then you do other commercials. It's like, okay, the commercials are over, for God's sake.
Well, we got to appreciate the call, Jim. We got to pay the bills here a little bit. I mean, come on. You got to understand how it works a little bit. And it's not like we're doing, a ton of commercial content on the air.
Right. It's one thing to, take a break in between. It's another thing when you're watching, like, basketball or baseball and they're sneaking in commercials, like, at free throws or, when someone's on deck or in between pitches. That's a little egregious.
Yeah, that's not exactly what we're doing here. Time for a read on our Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference. Marks-Jewelers.com. The Twitter poll question at Tommy Kelly 44, which side of the ball concerns you more heading into 2025, the offense or the defense for the Eagles? Now, I did want to get to something else real quick before we get back to the phones here, regarding the Phillies and the trade deadline, because one of the guys who they've been linked to, really not just this deadline, going back to last year as well, Byron Buxton of the Twins, who is having a great year. I didn't realize how good a year he was having until I really dug into the stats, but he's having an incredible season with the Twins this year. Now, Byron Buxton, his issue over the years has been he's a guy who's frequently injured, frequently beat up, got hit by a pitch the other day. I mean, is fine, participated in the home run derby last night and will be in the All-Star game tonight. But this is a player who I think is somebody who would improve the Phillies immensely. If you were to trade for Byron Buxton, you stick him out in center field, that solves a problem for you that you've had for over 2 years now. I mean, center field has been a problem dating back to opening day of 2023. You get Byron Buxton, that would solve that problem completely. He's one of the better outfielders, one of the better center fielders in baseball, good defensively, and having a great season offensively. But Byron Buxton today at the All-Star game asked about the trade deadline, and, he doesn't seem to be too crazy about going anywhere other than Minnesota.
I see them, but they don't dictate what we got to do on the field to get ourselves right. About what? I can't be traded. I got a no-trade clause. I'm a Minnesota Twin for the rest of my life. So that's the best feeling in the world, knowing I get to walk into a clubhouse and it's going to say Twins for the rest of my life. I'm a Twin. That's home.
Well, I mean, apologies for not being able to really hear the question there. But I guess that's that. I guess we can take Byron Buxton off the list. Like, I don't know if this is posturing or whatever, but I mean, if he has a no-trade clause and he doesn't want to be traded, I guess the Phillies aren't going to be able to trade for Byron Buxton.
He'd waive the no-trade clause.
I don't know. He sounded pretty adamant there that he's not waiving the no-trade clause.
He's at the All-Star game as a member of the Minnesota Twins. What's he going to say? Like, oh, yeah, no, I'd waive it. I like Minnesota. I'm here as an All-Star. I've spent my entire career there, but yeah, I'd waive it. No, of course he's going to say that.
Well, I hope so. But this is the thing with the Phillies, and whether it's Buxton, and I've warmed up on the idea of Byron Buxton, not a guy I'd necessarily want to give up Andrew Painter for, but I think he'd be a great addition. But either way, Dave Dombrowski needs to come away from this deadline with an impact bat. And there are no excuses. Like, I don't want to hear on August 1st, oh, well, you know, the market dictated, there just wasn't that guy out there. The price was too rich for our blood. This is a do you want to give your team a chance or do you want to give up? That's what this deadline is about with Dave Dombrowski. And the bottom line is, if you don't go out and you don't add a real, legitimate offensive piece, then this team has no chance. Like, this lineup has shown over the course of this season, they are not good enough. Like, if the Phillies don't add an impact bat, you might as well just give up on the season. Because it's not going to happen. You're not going to make a legitimate run without going out and significantly improving this lineup. And, hey, Dave Dombrowski, let's face it, he has failed miserably.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The last couple years, when it comes to improving this team at the deadline, he's failed miserably when it comes to improving this team at the offseason. And that's why, in the end, do I want to trade Andrew Payne or no? But you need to give this team a chance. I mean, this is one of the best starting rotations in the history, maybe of the league, certainly in Philly's history. I think this rotation is better than 2011. When you look at the numbers, maybe they don't have the star power, but, I mean, between Zach Wheeler, Christopher Sanchez, Ranger Suarez, whether they're all-stars or not, we kind of know in our mind all three of them should be all-stars this year. They're having those kind of caliber seasons. You need to add to this team. And you need to add a legitimate bat, and we'll see whether the Phillies really believe in this team or not. Because that's what it comes down to. If you think they have any chance to make a deep run, you got to go out and you got to get a legit bat. And if you don't, I view it as you're just giving up on the season. That's what it would be, because if you don't make a significant improvement to this lineup, you're done. You might as well just give up now.
Class A and Buxton in the same package, would you give up Andrew Painter?
Well, I mean, they're on different teams. So, Class A.
I'm thinking of Duran. Duran and Buxton, would you give up Andrew Painter?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you need to go... You need to go get somebody, like, bottom line. And no Austin Hayes, no Michael Lorenzen, Rodolfo Castro, none of those moves. Go out and get a real piece. And it's really, like, do you want to give yourself a chance or not? Because if the Phillies don't go out and get something legitimate, if they don't go out and get something real, then they're not giving themselves a chance. Like, we all know it deep down. We all watch this team every day. We watch this lineup every day. If you don't go out and make a real, legit move, you do not have any chance to make a deep run.
They can't keep trotting out Max Kepler. I mean, Max Kepler is a problem, but there's other problems in the lineup, too, that you probably aren't going to be able to fix. Well, like, Bryson Stott has been so bad at second base, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to fix that. Marsh has been good since his injury, but honestly, I don't expect him to continue to be a near 300 hitter the rest of the season. You need to add something. Kepler is giving you nothing, literally nothing. He needs to be DFA'd at some point, and you have to add a real bat. You can't just go out there and trade your eighth and ninth best prospects for some guy that is going to play every other day. Next thing you know, we're relying on Otto Kemp. And Otto Kemp's a decent player, don't get me wrong, but you shouldn't be relying on him to be the big piece that you brought up.
Well, the Kepler thing's ridiculous. And this is just Dave Dombrowski and the Phillies not wanting to admit they made a mistake. Like, he hit eighth on Saturday. He didn't start against the righty Sunday. He shouldn't be on the roster on Friday. Like, he should not be here after the All-Star break. And it's really this simple. I mean, the All-Star game's tonight. Second half starts tomorrow. Max Kepler should be DFA'd tomorrow. Bottom line. He should be let go tomorrow. You bring up Justin Crawford. You see what Justin Crawford has for a few weeks. And you let Brandon Marsh be the platoon guy in left that Max Kepler's in that role right now. And again, with Kepler, what he did in Houston was pathetic. Like, it was ridiculous to complain about your playing time when you've stunk all year long. It was wrong. It was embarrassing. And I was, like, even myself, who am not a fan of Max Kepler, I wasn't necessarily ready to get rid of him at that point because you didn't have a lot of better options. So fine, you let him play, you let him go through a couple weeks, you see if anything's going to change. Nothing's going to change. You got to let this guy go. And it bothers me that he's still here, because the only reason that he's still here is because the Phillies don't want to admit they made a mistake. Like, that's the only reason why Max Kepler's still on this roster. It's the only reason why Justin Crawford is still down in AAA. And those kind of things, they should not be impacting decisions that you make in a year where you have a real legit chance to go win. So yeah, I mean, Max Kepler should be DFA'd, and he should be DFA'd tomorrow. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Chris in Delaware. What's up, Chris?
Hey, give me one sec. Hey, appreciate getting me on. Appreciate you guys being on.
What's up, Chris?
You know, I was talking to a buddy about the Birds, of course, because what else do you do during the summer except talk about what you can't wait for? And he's talking, and he's going, you know, I'm kind of going to give him a pass this year. You know, they need to make the playoffs, agreed, but if they don't win the Super Bowl, I get it. And I look at him, and I go, there's no way you're telling me this right now. The team that on defense, to me, got better because we got younger, which is more energy, more speed, more physicality, and the offense that other than the coordinator stayed the same. But as fans, why shouldn't we expect that we go straight back to the Super Bowl, run over another team, and start the dynasty that won't end? Like, why shouldn't we expect that?
Well, Chris, it's really hard to do. I mean, it's not easy to go back and win Super Bowls, but I think this team has as good a chance as any does. I mean, certainly, you look at the 2017 Eagles, and at the time, like, I think we looked at that team and we thought, okay, well, you get Carson Wentz back, and we assumed Carson Wentz would just be what he was in 17 again. That obviously didn't happen, and I think we were kind of naive to the holes in the rest of the roster, but this team is much more well-positioned to go back and do that than that team did. And I think it's hard to expect that, but I think it's certainly reasonable to expect they have a chance. I mean, they're one of the best rosters, if not the best roster in football.
And I do think one of our biggest factors in making it back there is the fact that we kept Vic Fangio. I think that no matter the defense that we present to him, he is easily, if not the best, then one of the best defensive minds in the entire league.
Yeah, I mean, Vic Fangio was incredible last year, Chris. And I think you look at a team like the Dolphins, who a lot of their players complained about Vic Fangio and his coaching style, and they thought he was too hard on the players down there. And hey, I mean, their losses are gain, and the players here obviously bought into what he was preaching.
And I feel that they were complaining about all of that because they didn't want to be pushed. They had a lot of personalities on that Miami Dolphin team, and they still do. We don't have personalities in our team, especially now that we got rid of CJ GJ. We have workers. We have guys that are willing to come to work 7 days a week, 8 hours a day, work their rear ends off, because they understand at the end of the day, we need to win. Winning is what the sport is about. And that is why, again, I'd even touch on the Jalen conversation, saying he is the second best quarterback in the league at winning. At being a quarterback, I understand him being at 6, 7, wherever you put him on your list. But at winning, at purely winning alone, he is number 2 overall in the entire league under Patrick Mahomes, because that's the only guy winning at a higher rate than Jalen Hurts at the moment. But I do understand people putting him at 6, 7, 8, 9. Because his skill did not match up to some of these other quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, I hear you, Chris. What do you have for something that you're tired of?
Speaking on 94.1 and as a Philadelphia fan, I am sick and tired of the Cowboys. I don't care if they get talked about once a day, once every week. I don't want them talked about ever.
The Cowboys. There you go, Chris. I appreciate the call. A very Philadelphia answer of you there for the Cowboys.
Aren't they getting a Netflix show or series or something?
Yeah, did that come out yet?
I think something
where they're following Jerry Jones around. I don't have much interest in it.
Yeah, but I saw it was something Jerry Jones related, so I kind of ignored it completely.
Yeah, I just...
No interest.
And this is maybe a generational thing. The Cowboys just don't bother me as much as they do other people. Like, I don't, like, I obviously hate the Cowboys. I don't want them to succeed. But, like, I have always looked at the big rival for the Eagles being the Giants. Like, the Cowboys haven't been relevant. So, I don't know if it's a generational thing. I know, like, the Buddy Ryan era Eagles fans, they have a deeper hatred for the Cowboys. I just look at them as kind of, like the Eagles' little brother, because the last 25 years or so, that's what they've been. The Eagles have been relevant. The Cowboys haven't been relevant. It's been essentially the Eagles and Giants in this division for the most part.
I still hate the Cowboys. I think the Giants have been the Eagles' little brother, too, because, I mean, yeah, they've won the 2 Super Bowls, but we've crushed them almost every single time. Like, they haven't even been competition to the Eagles outside of a couple one-off years here and there.
Well,
even the playoffs 2 years ago, we demolished them.
Well, this goes back to the early 2000s when the Eagles and Giants were, and it was kind of a changing of the guard. Like, in 2000, the Eagles played the Giants 3 times that year, lost to them all 3 times, lost to them in the playoffs. And then as those years went on, the Eagles kind of took control of the rivalry. So being kind of a kid at the time, that's why I hate the Giants so much. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show today. Talking about the Eagles, do you have more concerns going into the season about the Eagles' offense or the Eagles' defense? I have more concerns about the offense. I think the change of coordinator, to me, outweighs the losses of the players on the defensive side of the ball, and I think the Eagles are going to need to do things differently this year. I think you're going to need to throw the ball more. I don't think you're going to be able to rely on Saquon as much. Number one, because the league evolves, the league's going to change, defenses are going to have a better idea how to stop that attack. Number two, I mean, history tells you that time is not kind to running backs who accrue that level of workload. And I don't think you're going to be able to have Saquon last another season at that workload. I know he's a freak of nature, but I think you're going to have to limit him a little more this year to get him to the finish line. So you want to get in on that, you're welcome to. Phillies at the deadline. I think they need a bat at all costs, no matter what. And, you know, would you trade Andrew Painter? That's really the question we're going to have to ask. And I would if I'm the Phillies. I think you need to do whatever you can to improve this team. And when we get back, I do have a Mount Rushmore for you off of something that the Midday Show is doing, something they were talking about today, Mount Rushmore. That is coming up next. I'm Tom Kelly, in for the afternoon show today, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.